Sci-Fi Party Line.
Because it's four of us. We have a party. Woo!
It's a real party this week. Yes.
Real party.
Time.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat. I have Alex back. What's happening, Alex?
Hello. Hello. Glad to be back.
Yay. And Daryl is back. Woo!
Hello.
Hey, and Carl, he's like a regular fixture around these pots.
I've moved in. What's happening, Kat?
Hey. Pay rent, buddy. Nah. And today, we're going to talk about Brains, The Walking Dead. It is a new TV show, came on, Halloween night. Has excellent ratings, and the ratings, you're getting 5 million viewers every week.
Deserving, everyone.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, you're the most vocal. Carl, let's start with you. How's the...
What I enjoy about the program is it creates a constant sense of tension throughout the entire episode. When you are watching The Walking Dead, you are like, you don't know if something's going to jump out at you. You don't know if that dude's infected. You don't know if the guy is making it. Everything that you see, you are literally just hanging on the edge of the seat. And do you know how few programs can stir up that level of interest, of tension, of suspense throughout the entire show?
Not many.
I'm loving it. I couldn't believe it.
How about you, Alex?
No, I love the show. I mean, I went ahead and got into it because my brother's all into the comic book. So I never really, I saw it with him. He kind of explained things to me. And then he gave me this big old graphic novel where I'm reading through it now.
Are you going to spoil yourself?
Well, it's not really the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's most of the same characters, but, you know, I'm going, well, but I love the show. It jumped around a lot during the first episode. It was very tense, especially whenever when he first saw that little kid, he shot her.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that, you know, TV to show things like that.
She wasn't a kid anymore. She's a monster.
No. Well, she's a zombie. There's a difference.
Yeah. Zombie monster. Brains. Daryl.
Well, I loved it. I'm a comic reader, so I've read the...
So you read it beforehand?
Yeah, I've read almost the entire series, and they made enough changes in the show that it's a lot of stuff that they moved around. They even added some characters. The Morgan scenes that you saw, a lot of that is stuff they added, because it wasn't even a long period, but it was good to do that because you got to see those character moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Morgan and, you know, dealing with the whole universe. So I like how they did that. I really like how they're changing enough stuff that even though you might have read the entire series so far, you still know what's going to happen.
Hmm.
You
know,
the main stuff, because they throw enough in there that you just still, you're jumping, you're feeling tense, just like people that haven't read any of the book before.
I made a bold statement that The Walking Dead is sort of my Lost replacement. Like, they tried to, you know, make The Event the Lost replacement, which... why are you coughing there, Carl?
No, nothing. I'm just don't get me started on The Event again.
Hey, so, I actually like The Event, so...
I like it better, but it's not good, but
that,
I like
that, y'all. That, y'all are being very nice. I'm very patient. That show sucks. But that's the way I feel. I don't know.
I would leave him alone.
But yeah, well, no, and then I'm surprised you like it, Alex. You said you watch Flash Forward all the way through, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, Carl, he watched Flash Forward, and he still wants to watch The Event. Like, Flash Forward and 4400, we've seen this show before The Event. So I don't know.
All right. I watched all of that. I've watched Lost and the Magic Water, and a plumber saves the world. And I watched.
So we're not going to get
about Hurley.
We're not going to get that in Walking Dead. We're not going to have purgatory. We know exactly what the monster is. It's right. Zombies. We know exactly. And that's why, I mean, the zombies are gross and stuff like that, but it is the characters. It's the story here. It's the way everything is arranged that makes it, you know, compelling. And I think that's why this show is going to win. And unfortunately, we only get 6 episodes the entire season, so we only have 3 left.
It's so here expensive. We go.
Dude. What's that, Carl? Was here that some moaning again. And groaning?
I'm just tired of these quarter seasons that they claim are whole seasons. And what kind of hiatus are we expecting?
We're British now because we're doing British TV.
They're talking about a year. Right now,
wait. What is this, Daryl? We have to wait a year.
Like a year. Yeah, they want to do it. They want to bring it back on in Halloween, like on Halloween Day, like they did this
what?
Time, because it did so well in this time slot. So they want to keep it.
Yeah, I feel like you, Alex. What?
I don't like it either. But the show it has like a movie type of look to
it. Yeah, it does. It looks expensive and it's high quality, but a year, that's Caprica death right there.
They didn't think this was, they didn't know if this was going to make it. That's a problem. You know, with all these shows that they do, it's to the point now where they just don't know what's going to hit and what's not. So they really didn't think that, they really did not know that if the show was going to do well, so they only gave it 6 issues. I mean, 6 issues, 6 episodes. I'm out of my head now.
So is the comic really popular, Daryl? Is it like super popular like the TV show? Or
the comic is something that surpasses whether if you're not a comic reader, there are people that started reading Walking Dead who have never read a comic before, or they're just not into comics at all. And the difference between Walking Dead as a story, because they've had so many zombie comics, movies, or whatever, is it's not about them trying to find the cure for the plague. You don't even know in the book, they don't even tell you to this day what caused it.
Oh, that is interesting, because I was wondering if we were going to find that out.
Nope, you don't ever. So far, you it's still a mystery, and it's not even about what caused it. It's about the cat, because they call it the Walking Dead, is because you pretty much, all your life is pretty much, you've given up everything that you believed in, your standards, you know, all those moral, you know, you have this moral fiber and of what you do and you can't do. But it pretty much, when you're in a world like this, you have to do things to help your family and to stay alive. So you become numb to emotions and things like that. And that's why he called them the Walking Dead.
I thought he was referring to the zombies.
That's the smart.
That just messes with your mind.
That's the main reason I didn't read the book, because I thought it was all about zombies and that The Walking Dead was zombies. I didn't realize until after I started reading it was about the actual survivors walking throughout the dead, because technically they were the dead. So, and that kind of blew my mind for a second.
It does. Is the show gross from a guy's point of view?
Yes.
Yes.
And we love it. Yes.
It has to be. If they cut away from scene, they did that shallow, we cut away and just see the reaction of people to what happens. It cheapens the episode. It cheapens totally. What happens.
Totally.
To the character.
Yeah, I knew they were going to do this right. I mean, after they shot the kid early in the first episode, and we saw the girl in the park. Remember the half girl kind of crawling along?
Oh, that was so gross.
But not just, I mean, you have to appreciate the artistry of the grossness there. Because besides the fact that, yes, half of her body was gone and she was dragging herself along with the entrails.
Hanging out.
But besides, for just a moment, didn't you see the sadness in his eyes? Didn't you see the sympathy that he was feeling for this soul that was, you know, just lost and meandering around the park?
And the desperation in the zombie itself, it was wheezing and gasping, and you can hear the teeth chattering as it's trying to crawl for its life and yet try to eat the guy at the same time. It was just so intense.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's quality. That's art right there. I'm serious, man. Entrails are making me feel. That is art.
When they ate that horse, I was so
hungry. My God. I think they eat the horse.
That was awesome, man. He might as well just wrote a big old cheeseburger in the town. That was awesome.
Throw some hot sauce on it.
Yeah. That's just not a good idea on his
only
part.
Thing missing was the gravy.
Soon as we shot the girl zombie, you knew they were throwing stuff out of the window, but you know, you think everybody's politically correct and stuff like that. So you're never going to see an animal get hurt. Oh my God, they killed the animal. It's like worse than killing a dog on film.
Yeah.
Killing a horse. And speaking about politically incorrect, what do we think about racist guy?
Wasn't in the damn book. I don't remember racist guy being in the book.
He wasn't in the book.
No, they added him. I didn't mind. Okay. My thing with the racist guy is, fine, you be the racist guy, but him beating up a 300-pound black man.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
Two other guys and a female, and none of them were out of shape. Per se, I mean, a good hit to the head and anybody falls down. You punch enough times and you going down. So just for everybody to be scared of this one guy, I mean, that part I didn't.
Now I'm gonna get in trouble, but he represents that type of person who's loud and obnoxious and says the things of fear and creates fear, and nobody else says anything.
I know his whole scene with him was basically for them to get to show us how cool Rick is. This is for us to see Rick show his leadership and take charge, because they're building Rick and so all of that was just so we could see Rick knock him out and put the gun to his head and tell him that whole story about this is not about color, this is not about anything else but surviving and, trying to get into my family. That was his rah-rah moment. It happened for the rest of the season. But it just didn't ring true for that one guy, the one jerk, to be able to run, because he'd have been over the roof. In real life, he'd have been over the roof with the zombies a long time ago.
Me, I don't believe of them going back to save him. I don't believe that at all.
No. Nah.
That's not convincing.
Rick going back for the radio so that he can...
He's going back for the guns.
I can see Rick going, because they're setting up the character that he is. Rick going back for the radio to warn Morgan and his son not to come into the city. That I can get with, because it shows Rick's personality. But the going back for the redneck guy, I don't see that.
But see, he was, an officer, police officer. He's got a strong sense of duty. You're talking about they're building him as a character. We know that he's a man of strong integrity. And it's clear that this is not his favorite guy they're going back for. But he realized that a wrong was had occurred. He's got the moral objective. Plus, yeah, okay, the radio and the guns were there, too. I can go with that. I can live with that.
I could see the guns, just for the fact that it's at least that little portion is following the comic. So,
yeah, they need the guns,
and they have to have some kind of semblance for the people that read the comic that are actually watching the show.
Yeah. I know that going back for the guns is important, but they should have got them while they were there. Number one, while it was easier, I just don't think that I'd escape the million zombies in that city and have the balls to go back. That would just horrify me. And I guess we'll see how it goes. Now, another thing about racist guy, are handcuffs that strong? Because I don't know. He had a whole bunch of tools there for a very long time. He was talking to himself and all this other. He could have gotten out of that crap a long time ago. I just don't buy that. His only recourse was to chop his hand off.
Well, handcuffs can be, if they're police issue handcuffs.
Yeah, I guess they were.
They were.
Yeah, because didn't they come off of a
Rick Grimes? Yeah.
Yeah, Rick.
Now, if they're play handcuffs,
well, you know, yeah, those break pretty easily.
Not that I know nothing about that.
Especially the fuzzy. Okay, anyway.
Okay, people.
I was going to say, you know, police handcuffs are durable.
Because when your phone rings, you got to get to work. You got to get out the hotel in time. Go put them handcuffs off and get on.
Yeah, not from experience or nothing either.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah, no.
This is taking a turn to the freaky.
But Carl is something new. We got to keep it new.
Okay. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. So you cut through your flesh. I mean, it looked like the pipe that he was handcuffed to.
The cup was attached to was a little thin. I mean,
yeah, had grooves in it so it can be turned. So it looked like he could have had an opportunity to at least bend that thing or screw it in some sort. I mean, it was rusted, so it could have, I don't know.
Well, look, I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you've seen Saw, you knew where that was going. When you saw the toolbox kind of falling open down there, and the only one he could reach was the sort of raggedy saw, I said, yep.
Could have used the saw to get the up things. You know what I'm saying? I just did not buy it.
I don't know. To me, if I saw a saw and I saw zombies trying to get through a door and I could not go through the handcuffs or even through the chain, even through the links, I mean, the next available thing I'm going to do is saw through my hand. Especially if he didn't know that the zombies couldn't get through.
Yeah.
But where did he go?
Put enough blood on it, you could slide out. Like, you put enough blood, like really put enough blood, and some of your skin will come off. I'd rather have some of my skin come off.
And broken the whole hand, yeah.
Than to lose my
like
whole
hand. Like, how hardcore and crazy do you have to be to constantly, I guess you have to be full of fear to assault your own hand.
There's a whole movie about this out right now. Remember the guy fell in the ravine and cut his own arm off? I don't think he even had a saw. So,
okay. Wow.
He used a knife. He used one of those
pocket knife.
How do you not bleed out and just die?
He wrapped it up after he did it.
Obviously, but I'm just, wow. That was horrifying.
That's why you don't go camping.
Or if you do, take a buddy. You go with a buddy and you'll be all right.
You ain't no hero. I would not celebrate that. You take somebody with you.
Oh, moron. So what do we think about the love story, the triangle that's going on?
Oh, that's not going to lie.
That's not a love story. That's a woman. He wasn't even in the hospital a month.
Dude, the police friend told her that her husband had died.
Listen, keep your legs closed and you cry for me at least 2 months. And then you get your groove on.
Listen, she just now moved on. She didn't move on, or am I missing
something? How long did they look pretty comfortable with, let's get some nookie in the...
No, because they were still hiding it from the rest of the camp.
She was sleeping with that dude next to her son sleeping because she said to Rick when she was...
That don't mean that. That don't
Yes, it does. We
she
knew.
Said, he don't wake up. He don't.
That was from practice and experience.
Exactly. When a woman tells you, "I've been married," I know what that means. Hurry up, finish. They have been together a minute. It seems like when they got that camp started, they started a relationship with each other then.
Well, she thought he was what?
Look, Kat, let me ask you one simple question. All right, if you were married. And your husband was sick in the hospital, and a strange man comes by and says,
"It's not a strange man. That was his boy.
Even if it was his boy, that comes by and said, "Hey, he's dead." You would not go by to see the body at all.
I don't know if zombies are walking around and they had overtaken it. No, I'd believe the guy that was his best friend.
I could even go with. She couldn't go to the hospital because she had to get her son out of that town.
That's what I meant.
I understand, but he wasn't in the hospital long enough. He couldn't have been in there because he would have been dead if he was in there long enough without anybody attending to him. He couldn't have been in there longer than a month, maybe. You were without your husband for just 30 days.
Dude, that's not how long. That's that they had because he was in a coma for months, right?
Not no, he wasn't. They didn't have any tubes sitting in him. If you remember, no, when he got up.
Yeah, he had a tube in him. He pulled the tube out of him. It was his arm.
They would have to that tube was how long would the feeding have to be for them to end?
So nobody knows the timeline. Alex, do we know the timeline of what has happened between him allegedly dying and the Nookie in the woods?
Hey, I thought I read 3 months.
Ooh, that's still pretty close. That's still pretty close.
Mm-hmm. But see, and you, not only are you sleeping with a guy, you sleeping with your husband's best friend. Like, every time you see him, you should think of your husband.
Well, you know, there's zombies, and everybody's afraid. And
any old excuse. The apocalypse is no excuse.
Because if the shoe was on the other foot, and it was...
That dude should mourn me for like 2-3 years.
If the man was like that, you would have heard an outcry. It would have been a Facebook page dedicated to the dude. Because how could you do that to your wife?
Because everybody else in the world understand that, you know, she's fragile. And she...
No.
She's a fragile being. Alex, you backing me up. You're silent over there. I know you are. So
I'm laughing. Sorry.
Fragile being. Fragile being. I'm fragile. Come take me.
Yes. Again, with my own son 2 feet away.
With my own son sleeping right next to us because he won't get up because evidently, you know the damage to that mind.
I don't even understand because from when I saw him get together in the first episode, I was like, it was the first or second. It looked like he was going back door or something.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And
she was lying flat, and all of a sudden, he was just on top of her. So.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because that's married sex. I'm sorry. That's married sex. That's when you've been together for a while. You got to get that out of the way and then go to sleep because you got to get the freak next day. But that's besides the point. You heard...
What is happening today?
And when they were in the car, and Shane went on and on about his girlfriend, and then Rick said something about Lori, there was a look in Shane's eye.
Oh, now you kind of, that's conspiracy and
no, Shane liked Lori. That you didn't just develop all of a sudden an attraction to Lori. I think he already had a sort of a little attraction at first. Before the last episode, I thought maybe they had something going on before, you know, Rick got
that would be
hurt.
Scandalous.
Yep, I agree.
Is that from the first episode?
Yeah,
they were sitting in the car talking.
Yeah, because I was reading the book, and it seemed like it was going on from before that. So,
that was the vibe I got too.
Until she yelled at him at the lake and said, "You told me he was dead." So I'm thinking, okay, maybe she didn't do anything with him until she thought he was dead, even though that was still a short period of time. Yes. But Shane is in love with her. Like, that's not a, you know, a casual thing that they were in the heat of the moment. They were scared and they needed a
that. Maybe it is for her, but maybe not for him. Because maybe.
Right. That's
he's in love with her.
That's what I said. She was fragile and it was the moment of the.
Again, okay, and again,
for 2 hours. Everybody married. You stuck in the elevator for 2 hours.
It just fell and it happened.
It just happened. I was fragile. That's what happened.
You're right, man. Facebook. If that had been a man, Facebook page right there.
Y'all would have defended him. So
they would have made songs. They would have had songs on YouTube talking about how he can
auto tune. Oh, let me stop.
My God, how do you cheat on your wife? She was only dead for a month or two. How could you do that? And did it? And to do that in the tent with the child in the tent.
We have no evidence of that.
Oh, we got evidence.
You don't have any evidence. You got to have facts here.
Okay, let's look at it from the flip side. Let's look at dad and son back in the neighborhood with the zombie wife.
Wasn't that sad?
Now, you didn't see him freaking up some girl that he found outside.
That's because he have his zombie wife outside banging, turning knobs on the door.
Oh, is that what it took?
Yeah, that was kind of freaky. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, it was.
That was
and he still couldn't shoot her. I really enjoyed that they have that weakness into that character, that she's still alive, and the only reason she's still alive is because he just couldn't bear.
That's different than the comic, because the zombies in the show are a lot smarter and faster than the zombies in the comic.
But is that believable? Wait, you're saying that the zombies on the show are smarter?
Yes, because I understand where they're coming
from. They are?
Where it seems like she kept coming to that particular house because that's her last thought. Her last thought.
Is I can buy that.
Do. But in the comic, they don't have that impulse. They just walk around brains. And if you come near me and you're alive, I'm going to eat you. But in the TV show, they're even a little bit more scary because they can actually, it seems like they think about things. Like the guy who went to work, the zombie cop, who Rick mentioned that he knew the guy. He didn't really like him that much, but he knew him from work. Mm-hmm. He had to put him out of his misery. It seemed like he went to work. He might even got bit before he came to work and just came to work because that's the last thing he remembered that he always does, is come to that place. And they even ran after them when him and Glenn were trying to get up to the roof. Some of them started running a little bit to get to them. Mm. So they're a little bit faster and stuff than the way that.
Well, you're reading it on a comic book page. How fast do you think they are? I mean, maybe they're faster than you think they are.
Well, they kind of give you the rules while you read it. They do a good job of giving you the rules as they go of what they can do and what they can't do.
Oh, okay. What about this bit about putting zombie guts and blood all over you to blend in so they can't smell you? I thought that was very good. It was disgusting as hell.
Loved it. But that was in the comic. I couldn't wait for them to do that.
Oh, that was in the comic book? Okay.
Yes, it was.
That was awesome. That was because just like the really good modern sort of like horror film.
You're going zombie land, aren't you?
No, I wasn't going to say zombie land. I was going to even pick... what was it? The Mummy? You remember that scene where, you know, the mummies are all busted out. They're going, Imhotep, Imhotep. And the guy goes, Imhotep.
Yeah.
I love that. And I always wanted to do that in a movie. You know, it's that Scooby-Doo kind of thing. Where it's like, walk with them. Maybe you'll blend in. So, yeah, that worked for me. I was totally cheering when that happened.
Oh, and you knew because they had that overcast that it was going to rain on them.
Boy, I would have figured that out a lot sooner if I was out there. I mean, they're like, rumble, rumble. I wonder if that's thunder. Let's keep walking really slowly.
If they walk fast and if they talk, then, you know, the zombie would have figured it out because I never would have thought that the zombies could sense, you know, humans because of smell. I mean, it makes sense now that they've said it out loud. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. And then the way they had to do, they did the whole, you know, before they chopped up the guy, they looked at his license. His name is Robert Paulson. And, you know,
you got to know the guy before they
you chopped him up. And
yeah. That's
just very good. It's very, it's what Lost used to do to your brain, you know, before. And
before the plumber came.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Yeah. But these people are not in purgatory. So I know that, period. That they exist. We're not gonna have to deal with some stupid. There might be disappointments, but we're not gonna have to deal with something that epic of a disappointment. Or, you know, some people don't think it was.
Yeah, somebody might have to flush the toilet, and then the world ends. You don't have to worry about something like that happening.
It wasn't it you and I, Daryl. As soon as it got off, we were drunk and we were lost.
I was angry too.
Yeah.
Angry.
So. But so what was it? Just 3 episodes so far and this show. The ratings are outstanding.
Yeah, they did the best for that channel, and then they killed just about everything on TV except for maybe football.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Went on Halloween, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It went up each episode, which is something.
Well, it was really high on the first episode, then it dropped, but then
it said it went up.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The ratings went up in episode 3, and that's not a usual thing for a TV show. Usually, it just continues to drop each episode. They just always have drop off when you have other TV shows. So this is amazing that it's, you know, this popular, and it's not even on so-called you know, a big network.
No, AMC of all places. I know they put out good stuff because we watched the Prisoner remake, which was good in theory, but sucked at the same time.
Oh, you mean the secretary? Because yeah. it wasn't the prisoner. He was just the secretary that got the information.
I don't even know. It was beautiful. And it still has it's had the same guy that's in Walking Dead from Jericho.
Oh, that's
black
right.
guy. Yeah. Oh,
that's right.
In The Prisoner. So I saw him and I got a little worried. I was like, man, this dude is the heart. He like Summer Glau. Harbinger of cancellation. That's so mean. I hope they never listened. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to crack jokes. I'm a comedian sometimes. In my own brain.
The cape is going to be good. I'm telling you.
Oh, here we go with the cape.
The cape is going to be good.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be the new heroes. I'm going to have to hear Carl going on.
Look, as long as the effects are better than No Ordinary Family, I will be happy.
I said it was cute.
I love No Ordinary Family.
See, Daryl? See, Zach? Thank you.
It's like Me Too, dude.
The superhero. Yeah,
see had, Carl, I don't know. What'd you say, Alex?
We had Fred on it from Angel, so last episode.
Oh, I still haven't watched that one.
Okay, never mind then.
No, I'm a week behind on everything. I mean, I just watched Chuck last night, so.
I'm like four episodes behind on Chuck. It's on my DVR waiting for me to watch it.
That's how I was feeling this season, but we're not talking about that. Okay, any other final exciting thoughts on The Walking Dead other than we love it?
The confrontation of Shane, I just want to see where they're going to go with the confrontation between, because you know it's coming with Shane and Rick.
Yeah.
You knew it's coming.
I don't know if it's going to be the same as the comic or not, so.
I doubt it. It looks like they're doing something, because Robert Kirkman, the writer of the comic, he said the one thing that he always wished that he had done is add more scenes in the beginning so you can learn even more about Shane and Rick's friendship, which is something they were able to do in the first episode with them talking in the car. That was stuff we don't get to see that in the comic.
Hmm.
You know, they just throw him into that world after he gets shot, pretty much throw him into the zombie world, and you know, you have those issues with them with that, but to be able to see them before that and have that, you know, you get to see that friendship that they have and you know, it makes it better for whatever's going to happen with this confrontation.
Yeah, because from what I read in the comic, they really didn't even, they weren't even together until they got back to the camp, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it makes it more interesting that they were friends beforehand, and then there could have been some lying going on about the fate of his death and stuff like that, and I love it.
And his cheating wife did.
What? She was fragile. She was fragile.
Fragile. I know an awful lot of fragile men then.
Because I know, like, I'm scared to be with her because if I had to work late, are you going to be all right if I had to work late tonight? Like, I have to worry about somebody coming home, the neighbor getting you.
God. Fragile. I don't think she was. You know, like that. I mean, it was a rough situation.
Baby, I know it's 4:00. I'm not home yet, but hold on. Don't open the door yet. I'm on my way.
Oh, that would be horrible if you had a woman like that.
Sheesh. Well, what you think the woman that used the handcuffs on me? I'm sorry. I let that go.
What?
My bad.
I'm not saying anything about handcuffs.
We talking about zombies, Kat. Why you bring this stuff up? Come on, man. I'm fragile. Leave me alone.
Oh, God. Ugh, this is a riot. Okay, guys. Any last final thoughts on Walking Dead before we go? You said your thing, Daryl. Alex, anything that you wish or hope for?
I need to finish reading the book.
I don't know if I am. Is this like a thing where, like Harry Potter, where you watch the thing and you need to read the book?
No, my brother says it took bits and pieces out of order.
Yeah,
of the comic. So I need to read it so I can at least find out what the rest of the episodes. Otherwise, it's a great series. I love it. I like the part where they chopped the guy up and that they actually showed it on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Especially the last episode where they're eating the deer.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I was like, ooh, intestines. I love that.
You twisted, twisted soul. Carl, wishes, hopes.
Listen, I'm telling you, I am loving just the care and detail. You know about each of the characters on the show. You care about them, how they tell the stories around these people. They show and not explicitly tell all over the place in this series. And it's so fun to watch. The tension, I'm telling you, I am literally hanging on to the edge of my seat during the whole, when the pilot came on, you know, it was Halloween, right? So when the pilot came on, I'm sitting there and I'm watching it, and I was sitting here kind of minding my own business. And when it was over, I was kind of sitting there like, I don't even believe this. And then the doorbell rang, right? And I had just been watching the scene when a guy was looking through the peephole, and his wife was standing out there, you know, kind of looking. And the kids are coming to my door trying to get candy. I was like, y'all should have been here sooner. No. Too late now, kids. We want candy. Oh, no. Move along, buddy. I turned out the light. It was just...
Oh, God.
The show to reach into my home that way, to make me feel like that. I turned away children on my own doorstep. It was, that's good.
That's sad. My final thought is, wow, what a great show. I hope they keep it up. And another thing I want to mention is, I didn't have to try to like this show. I didn't have to try to accept it for what it was or make excuses for it. It just had it right away.
That's right.
And I love that. So... guys, if you chime in and let us know how you feel about The Walking Dead, you can do that on scifipartyline.com or tweet us at scifipartyline. Go to facebook.com/scifipartyline, and we hope you enjoyed this show, and we'll see you at the party next time. Bye.